We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Mess. Time for another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Liberty?
Morning!
Morning, guys.
How are you, love?
Well, I was great, and now I got this feeling that maybe my man is actually seeing somebody else.
Uh-oh. Well, why do you think that's happening?
Okay, so this is the first time I've been in a relationship at Halloween. Not Halloween. Yeah, because I'm scared now.
She's either a planner or you late for the party.
What the hell? Okay, girl, I get it. We make mistakes. I'm so sorry. That was so funny. But you're talking about, I'm assuming, this is the first time you've been in a relationship for Valentine's Day, right?
Sometimes it's always been too soon for it to be anything more than like a card or then breaking up right before. So like I'm in like a really good relationship. And when we started talking about what we wanted to do to celebrate, I confessed that I wanted like the whole romance cliche.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What's the problem?
No, and he was totally into it. He was like, oh, all right, my queen of hearts, your wish is my command. Aww. And he was like, I will bring it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is happening.
I'm loving all of this for you, girl. No questions there. But I guess I'm wondering, like, things sound almost, like, really good. Where's the part where you think he's cheating on you?
Okay, so all it takes is one phone call to spoil everything. He wasn't telling me any of the details of this because he didn't want to, you know, he was trying to like build up the surprise.
Right.
So then he calls me and lets me know that his company is actually going to be sending him out of town and he's going to have to cancel Valentine's Day. And he's so sorry, he'll make it up to me, but, you know, he has to do this thing in New Orleans. And I was like, oh, it's like so bummed. And so he's like, no, let's go out. So the next night we go out. And he's like, yeah, I'm so sorry about this New York trip.
Oh.
You said New Orleans, right? And I can just see it. Like, his eyes sort of like.
Like I got caught up in the lie?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, hold up. And he's like, no, I don't know why I would have said that because I'm going to New York, you know. And he was like dancing so fast.
Well, Liberty, in his defense, New Orleans, New York, they...
New girlfriend.
Gone... Oh!
New side chick.
Stop.
Oh my God, don't say that.
Yeah, we're not trying to wish that.
New hickey on the nalga.
No, and nowhere...
Is that the only thing, though? No, Carla's right. I mean, you could have said New Mexico, New anything. That's the only thing, or is there something more to the story where you think he's cheating on you?
I just this gut feeling. Like, at first I was trying to make excuses, like, oh, maybe he's trying to, like, make it even a bigger surprise.
Oh, baby. But that didn't happen, right? You guys didn't hang out on Valentine's Day or anything.
No, that's not what that was.
Dang.
Okay. Well, let's do the staycation setup. See who he's trying to hang out with in Halloween. Oh, wait, Valentine's. Like Valentine's Day this weekend.
Bye.
See, Liberty, you got me all confused. So, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hit up Travis. We're going to offer him a free romantic stay and ask him one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay?
Hopefully he says your name. If not, then we give you the show, okay?
Okay.
We have counselors on standby if you want to give it a second chance and work on the relationship. If not, you can tell him to go to new hell, okay?
Yeah.
There's the old one, there's a new one.
Right, okay. I have directions to the new one.
Okay. Liberty, you need those, we got those.
Anyway, staycation setup coming up next with the Morning Mess.
Make a left on Thomas Road. Okay, the Morning Mess is back with a staycation setup. We spoke to Liberty and she let us know, suspects her man who's saying he's going on a business trip on Valentine's Day weekend of maybe tripping up on his own words because from what she heard was he was supposed to go to New
Orleans.
When you guys got together, Liberty's on the line right now. He's talking about New York. And when you're like, wait a minute, I thought it was New Orleans. He acted kind of weird.
Yeah. And at no point did he say like, oh, you know what? Maybe you could join me on my trip or to wherever the hell he was going. Like, mm-hmm. So that was not how he was going to save this weekend.
Well, I mean, it is a work trip, so it's not like he's going to be able to take you. But
he could.
Yeah, he could. Just stay in the room. I'll be right there, baby.
Got okay. a mini bar, a little room service.
But your women's intuition is kicking in that he might be seeing someone on the side.
Yeah.
New York, New Orleans might turn into a new girlfriend.
Yeah, for real, Joey. Stop saying that.
We ready?
Yes, we are.
All right, we're going to call him up, Miss Liberty. Offer Travis a romantic stay at a hotel. Ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. We hope that he says your name. Okay, love?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Travis?
Yeah, this is Travis.
Hi, Travis. My name is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package. I was actually calling to confirm details with you, but to congratulate you on being our winner.
Hold on, a grand prize winner?
Yes. So you're the grand prize winner. I'm just calling so we can set your reservation up. Hope this is a good time to talk.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just trying to figure out if this is an advertisement of some sort.
I can understand why you might think that. So we're a new establishment in the Valley, and because we're so new, we wanted to give you this stay in hopes of getting a review in return to help us build our presence online. We're the Aurora Hotel. I don't know if you've heard of us before.
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, well, we're hoping you can help us to change that. And I have your reservation in front of me for that romantic weekend. If you give me the green light, we can get you set up real quick.
For which weekend? I'm sorry?
We can actually go over scheduling in just a moment, but I just want to assure you again, there's no deposits, fees, or taxes with this free weekend stay. It's just going to be you and a special guest of honor.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. I don't have to give a credit card or any weird thing where I have to go to a meeting.
That is correct. So there's going to be none of that here. So actually, I've got the reservation in front of me right now. So with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest of honor. I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Can't wait to reconnect with you.
Perfect. I have that down. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Veronica.
Who's Veronica?
Dang.
You're Travis. Who's Veronica?
Oh, what?
So, Travis, legally, we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Yeah, so now's your time to start explaining. Who the hell is this?
Liberty?
Not the insurance.
No, oh, now you remember me. That's good. Now you remember Liberty.
Tell me you're joking.
You tell me you're joking. You're the one who just said you're going to take somebody else on this trip.
I'm in a really bad position here, Liberty.
Would you just answer what? The question?
Why would you call up a radio show?
Oh, he's stalling.
Mm-hmm.
I knew something was up. I just knew it. I could just tell.
Tell what?
That you've been stepping out on me. That there's some other girl. What? Like, you
Veronica
totally canceled.
Is my wife. All right? That's my wife.
What?
Your wife? You,
yeah, Liberty,
you're
I'm married?
Married.
And whatever the hell you're doing here to me, I'll probably get a divorce now.
What?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, because of what I'm doing, you're a piece of shit.
Travis, hold on one second.
Yeah.
So you're trying to tell all of us here that you've been married. Did you get married while you and Liberty were together, or were you married before you two even met?
Oh, my God. I've been married for 5 years. I thought me and Liberty... Oh, you are a complete psychopath, you know that?
Oh my god!
Okay, I know that this is a super crazy thing to hear, but just try to take 1 second to compose yourself.
So, Liberty, you had no idea that you were the side chick?
No, I'm like some Liberty. Kind of a homewrecker now. All I wanted was...
No, honey, you didn't know you were wrecking a home. The only person that's wrecking his home is him, okay?
I'm not even dealing with this.
No, you haven't been the whole time. That's the problem. That's why we're here, Travis. Does your wife know that you have a girlfriend on the side?
Yeah, that's a no.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Anything you want to say to Liberty, Travis, at all?
You knew what this was, Liberty, and like it's obviously over, so just don't even call me.
Ew.
Wasn't right.
Honey, if you don't want to talk to him anymore, we don't have to do that. I think that you've gotten...
I do not want to talk to him.
Okay. Travis, you there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so we can hang up on you. Hold on. Liberty?
Yeah.
Well, your name is Liberty.
What is that supposed to mean?
Give her freedom.
Set me free.
Set you free, baby girl. Set you free.
I mean, this could be so much worse. You could have been the wife who didn't even know. At least you are getting out of this messy situation right now.
Thanks. Thanks. I don't even know.
Yeah, well, he's going to New York. You get yourself new chorizo. How about that?
Oh my God.
Sound good? Chorizo con huevos always go good in the morning.
Ooh, yes, with a little tortilla.
Hello.
Wine, I'm hungry.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, hold on right there. We're going to get you with these counters, okay?
Okay.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.